All right. So here in the state of Texas, we have this crazy legislative thing, and like our legislators only meet every other year. So we are going to talk a little bit today about why that matters. And if you aren't in Texas, everything we have to say, you might get to use every year and not just every other year. So hopefully, we're going to talk a little bit about something that even if you don't think that it applies to you, it really, really does. So that is advocacy. And so this episode, we're going to do a couple of different episodes related to different components of advocacy. And so today, what we're going to do is really just define advocacy.
So it's being an advocate for yourself or someone else. There we go. Whole podcast done.
Well, okay, I'm going to take it a step further then. And so, really, what you're doing is educating. So, even easier, if you are a director who has ever been a teacher, if you are a director who has ever had a conversation with a parent about anything that they didn't understand related to their kid, guess what? You are an educator and you are an advocate. All right, so now we're done.
Nope, I think you need to explain a little bit why we're talking about it relating to the legislature. So, as Kate said, she says it's crazy. I grew up here in Texas, so I'm used to part-time legislators. All of our legislators have other day jobs. They don't get paid very much to do the job, which has its issues, I will admit. But what it does mean is that for most of the time, they're out in your community. So you can go find them, grab them, and talk to them. but you need to know who they are. So if you don't know who your federal and state representatives are and who your federal and state senators are, go do some Google. Find out who they are. I know who my federal representative, my state representative is, and I love him. I know who my federal senators are. I don't love them, but I do communicate with them because our industry underpins every other industry out there. And so if childcare fails, which we keep hearing from article after article, childcare is on the verge of collapsing as an industry. That is a huge deal for those legislators because it is their job to keep the company, not the company, the country, the state functioning. And we know that their biggest donors are business owners, and those business owners need to continue to have employees. So, if you can explain to them why our industry is so important for their big donors, you're more likely to be able to get them to pay attention to issues that are big deal to us and to support early childhood education.
Okay, so like I said, we are going to do a couple of different episodes. So this one is really going to be all about what is advocacy. Our next one, we're going to talk about when and how to make impact. So when we start talking about advocacy, yes, you as a director, your teachers and your parents, all of them are advocates for the industry. So you need to make sure that you can make it as easy for them to advocate and educate. Anybody who is in any sort of power, because we also currently have some legislative directives that have been put out there, for lack of a better term, but it still requires local municipalities to actually implement.
Yep.
And again, that's not going to happen if nobody asks and nobody educates. So, with that, Carrie, tell me, let's use that one as an example because that's one that everybody can do anytime,
Well, I just
anywhere.
wanted to say you said everybody is an advocate for early childhood who is part of your community. And I think that's a little, everybody can be an
Yes.
advocate. But you may have parents who think childcare is the worst thing ever, And they want to advocate for something different.
Well, they probably aren't in your program.
Well, they might be because they feel like it's the only choice they have.
That is true.
But what we're talking about is people who are speaking on behalf of the industry and, more importantly, on behalf of the children. So advocating means speaking up for the children, speaking up for the program, and saying, this is something that needs to be protected or supported, right? So that's what advocacy is. And if you don't want to talk to legislators, I'm not saying you have to, but I am saying you need to talk to people in your community about the importance of the work you do and of our industry. So that could be advocating to the parents who are enrolled in your program, to people who come for tours, to your parent, you know, your personal parents, like the people who made you. Talk to your siblings, talk to your friends. For Kate and I, talking to the legislators, the city council members, the county commissioners, that is just what we think everybody, we would love it if we were in charge of the world and everybody felt comfortable doing that.
But we're hoping at the end of this series, A, you feel comfortable and you understand why. But as an early child care professional, okay, you're not a babysitter. You are an early child care professional. As a director, you should be able to do this. And even if all this means is that you're sending a letter, okay, so you don't have to necessarily talk. Sending a letter, going online, using your legislator's website to send comments, you know, being aware. So as an educator, as a professional, you need to know what issues are your issues. And so, like I said, I'm going to have Carrie kind of walk us through a current issue that came out of the last legislative session that, although it's great for early childhood programs that own their buildings, it only works if your local municipality, city, county actually do something with that, because they don't have to, and it requires people in your community. So it requires you to network with other early child care providers so that you guys can all be on the same page. And so sometimes we have people who will go, but that's my competition. No, there's enough kids, there's enough families. You do things differently than the other program, which means that there's going to be families that are going to be a better fit for you than for them. So on this case, you all need to work together. And again, if one of you is much more vocal, but you can write a mean letter, you know what? We still need you, because writing a mean letter is still being an advocate. Okay, Carrie.
Or a nice letter. A little bit. Maybe it's a nice okay. So in the last legislative session in Texas, there was a bill passed that said counties and municipalities can give a tax credit to any child care center or registered family home. So the word is can, not must. So the first place that implemented it was the city that I grew up in. So the city I grew up in, Austin, Texas, was the first place to implement this, and was like, anybody who tells us that it is a child care center or a registered family home, they're getting the tax credit. Then I can't remember if it was Dallas or Houston, but there have been several of the larger municipalities and the counties that those municipalities sit inside of have taken action, but not all. There's, I don't know, I feel like thousands of counties in Texas. There's probably not thousands, probably just hundreds. But all of those counties can pass a law saying that any child care center or registered family home in their county can get this tax credit. but they have to proactively do it. And every city council or town council can do the same. It can't be done by the other taxing entities like a hospital district or a school district, but the cities and the counties can give you a tax break. Does this apply to if you rent the property? Depends on what your city council does. We know that it can apply if you own the property. It can apply if you rent the property. But it's going to depend on how that law was written in your county or municipality. So,
and the tax credit goes to the building owner, right?
Right.
So hopefully, again, here's an opportunity for you to educate and for you to work with whoever owns your building. Because
they're an advocate with your landlord and say, if I get your taxes reduced by $700 a year, I'm going to expect that my rent goes down by at least $500 a year. Mm-hmm. Give them a little bit that they get to keep, but have that conversation. I'm going to advocate for your taxes to go down. And as long as I'm in your space, your taxes will be less, but I need you to also write a letter and I need to get some of that benefit. So how this is written is going to depend on those conversations. And you have to go to the county commissioner and you have to, well, somebody has to, and it might as well be you because you're an early childhood professional. So send letters, send text messages, answer queries on their website, go to the meetings. Depending on your county, it's once a week or once a month. Just show up. It's 3 hours on a Tuesday. It's not going to make or break your life. But if you think that your taxes being $2,000 less a year could make or break your program, let's do this. It is something that the state legislature did to make it easier on child care centers. So let's make it easier on ourselves and advocate for our county, our municipality, enacting this statewide law in our area. Did I cover everything?
I think so.
Email me, Carrie@texasdirector.org. If you don't know how to spell my name, look at the title of the podcast. So Carrie@texasdirector.org. And I'll walk you through it. I can give you a sample letter if you need. Like, you can make this happen. You can make it so that you have a much lower tax burden going forward.
Absolutely. But
they're not just going to do it because they heard about it. Most of them haven't even heard about the bill. So they don't even know it's a possibility. Why would they keep up with all of the bills that were passed in the legislature? They wouldn't. It's our job as people for whom it is impactful to let people know about it and let them know what they can do to make our lives better.
So hopefully we've given you enough of an introduction to what is advocacy so that you'll come back to the other two episodes. And learn a bit about why it's important, what you need to be doing, when you need to be doing it, how you can be involved in creating the next round of unique laws and bills that will benefit you as an early childhood educator. And if you are, regardless of your state. And so, yes, we will be using examples that are predominantly from Texas. But if you're listening to this podcast and you want us to talk about something that happened in your state, shoot us an email, either at Carrie@texasdirector or Kate@texasdirector.org. Either one of us would be happy to take that email. And we do look forward to having you join us on the next episode.
So if you thought this was at all helpful, but you're like, I don't want to be the face of an advocacy, reach out to your local professional organization and share this episode. So whether it's your statewide professional organization or your regional professional organization, send this out to the people who are on that board so that maybe they get a different take on advocacy. And you can do that for all of the episodes in this series, because if you want someone else to be the spearhead and you just want to be a follower, that's okay as long as you follow. You can't just go, it's your monkey, I'm not going to handle it. It is your monkey. This is your industry. You need to be an advocate in some way. Okay, see you next week.